dear hearers of the word in Christ, dear service guests, right in the beginning, I wish to express my warm thanks to be allowed to partake in these services, and I also wish to bring the greeting of the bishop to these services. These services aren't the first ones for me, and I hope after this sermon they are not my last ones either, but this will be seen. It has been a joy to see the multitude of people, but also to see longtime friends and workmates and schoolmates. And if I lighten this a bit in the beginning, that these are quite a large preparation for my 60th birthday. These spiritual summer festivities have gathered and will gather during the following weeks large groups of people to hear the Word of God and to meet friends and to partake of sacraments. These summer festivities are to us are like oases in our daily lives, sources of joy and nutrition. At these festivities we can come weary, and hopefully we can leave refreshed, nourished, and with new strength in our heart. It is refreshing to travel with friends. Both all of you know this, but even more important, as Olavi said, even at these services, is to be spoken to and nourished by the Word. I dare say that in these times, when Christianity is given less and less room in our society, it is essential that there are places where the word of grace and forgiveness is proclaimed, and where it is proclaimed freely, nourishing and encouraging souls. Especially in this time, it is good to keep in mind that old truth of our faith, that only the Word of God and the doctrine of our church and tradition are those foundations upon which the church has been built throughout all time. When the church and Christians have been challenged, and when the faith of the church has been questioned and made empty, the Christians throughout time have always more actively turned and more tightly held on to the Holy Word of God and the tradition and the faith of the church. When public opinion has questioned the position of faith and the Bible, the Christians and the church have more closely turned to the sources and to traditions. And when I speak of sources and I speak of traditions, I don't mean things created by man, which often bind us, but I speak of something else. These habits of people the Lord warned us of. The word tradition or heritage is a word which means giving ahead, relinquishing, or conveying a good matter. The Apostle Paul says of this to the Corinthians, and says how he himself has given to them that which he has received himself. And that word of which he spoke to the Corinthians, which is written in the first book of the Corinthians. Christ died for our sins, as it was written. He was buried, and he was raised again from the dead, as it was written. Dear friends, in these brief words is the core of our faith and the core of these services. This word of forgiveness and grace and the message of the risen Christ. This is what is proclaimed in this country on the weekends. The Bible confession and traditions are not, as it is easily said today, a shackle in this world, in this changing world. They are not conservative they are like the bow of a ship and the rudder of a ship, with which even in a storm a ship stays upright and is able to be steered. These three, the Word of God, confession and tradition, the first Christians traveled with these three at the time when the whole Christianity was threatened. And they have traveled with the believers throughout all time. And Luther also based. And based on these three, Luther rose against the church and the wrong use, the wrong traditions in church. And from these, from the Word of God and from confession and from the traditions of the church, the Christians in Central Europe held on to them when they could not accept that faith and the church were used as instruments of political power. The church was made to bless things which were clearly against the Bible. Dear service guests, even in this time, the church and not one believer does not have any other foundation for faith than the Holy Word of God and the confession based on it, which together carry the tradition of our church. They remind us from time to time of the reality of sin and grace, and they remind us that there is right and wrong in life. These basic pillars of our faith have given previous generations a direction and a content and a good base for their life. And on their basis, we are also called to travel in this windy time. This service movement has also wished to gather from year to year and to voice them. And in this work and in this life, with its own effort, this movement has brought deepness to this dear church of our country. From the standpoint of our church and its existence, it is important that the awakenist movements in the church are movements of the church which wish to build this church from inside, to bring it forward and to bring it to God. Based on these three, each of us needs to admit his own limitedness and we have to say that our own mind has not always been according to the Word of God, but we have wanted to leave our own mark somewhere. And another thing connected to this, which we have heard in recent times, that the mark that we wish, we sometimes want others to repent, even though we should repent ourselves. The discussions in our church, instead of us searching for what joins us and what keeps us bound to the Word of God, we have sought to find only that which separates us. But this church is dear to all of us. We are different kinds. We think different ways and understand different ways. But regardless of our differences, we can pray together and build this church together. We fit in this church. And all others also fit in this church, whose heart is drawn to the grace and forgiveness of God. Dear service guests, once more, in the end, I wish to thank for this possibility to share this moment with you. May you be blessed in these days by the Triune God, and may He give you pure, unwarped gospel sound forth in your midst. Amen.